at the government camp of Maguneva, January 30th, 1971.
अनतिमिरान्नस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षून्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्. हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकांत नमस्तुते. तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी मृखवानुसुते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिय. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, my previous speaker, Swami Raghavananda ji, has explained to you about Krishna consciousness very shortly, and it is very nice. And next speaker, my assistant, Sriman Hansaduta Dasudhikari, he has explained to before you about our activities and our publication. Actually, this Krishna consciousness movement is the prime necessity of the present age. Because we understand from Vedic scriptures that Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Japas Tapas Kriya Apranasya Hi Devasya Mandanam Lokaranya. We have attained independence, not only we, practically all the people of the world, they have attained so-called independence. But there is no independence. The independence we are searching after, according to our Vedic conception, it is first. Because we are servant of the material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimura atma kartaham iti mannat. We are simply being pulled up and down by our ears, by the prakriti. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, real independence is mameva japarvadante mayame tang taranti. If we want actual independence, what is this independence? Suppose I am now Prime Minister, but after my death, I am no longer Prime Minister. I am the servant of material nature. By the law of material nature, I will be enforced to accept a kind of body which may be better than Prime Minister and lower than Prime Minister. That can be seen by the intelligent person. As Swamiji has spoken, only those are actually knowledge, they can see where this man is passing. So, but we want independence, that's a fact. But that independence cannot be attained in this way. This place is Dukkhalayam Asasvatam. Krishna says, Mahamupetta Gontiya. Dukkhalam asahasvatam napnuvanti. This place is full of miseries, threefold miseries. And our problem is how to get independence from the four principles of miserable condition. Janma mittu jara vyadhi. दुख दोषान दर्शनम दोस आर इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन दे विल सी दैट हाउ आर आई मे मेक माई लाइफ कंफर्टेबल बाय मटेरियल वेज एंड साइंस द फोर थिंग्स द ट्रबल्स ऑफ टेकिंग बर्थ द ट्रबल्स ऑफ डाइट द ट्रबल्स ऑफ ओल्ड एज एंड ट्रबल्स ऑफ डिजीज कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ दैट कैनॉट बी सॉल्व दैट कैन बी सॉल्व only by understanding Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma medibham je janati tattata takta deham punarjanma nahi. If you want to get freedom from the laws of material nature, the only process is to understand Krishna. You simply try to concentrate your mind on Krishna and try to understand Krishna. And he is the greatest yogi who simply is trying to understand Krishna, thinking of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padarvinda at Maharaj Ambudi's deed. Always, this is possible, it is not impossible. Just like Arjuna was advised, Yuddhasya Maham Anusmara. You go on fighting, at the same time, go on remembering me. That is possible. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement, how to think of Krishna always, that is also instructed in the Vedic literature, Bihan Narodhya Purat, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kivalam. Kalo nasti va nasti va nasti va gatirannata. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is that we are trying to place before the world that there is God and God is one and that is Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan Sam, Ishara Parama Krishna. These are the verdicts of Vedas. And so far our country is concerned, all the acharyas, including Shankaracharya, there are two sects in India, the Mahavadi sect and the Vaishnava sect. All the Vaishnava acharyas, like Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Madhya Acharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Shyam, all of them are Krishna worshippers. And the Shankara Sampradaya, they are also Krishna Sampradaya, but not so seriously as the Vaishnava. But Shankaracharya has accepted Sarvabhagavan Sarang Krishna. So far we are concerned, followers of the Vedas and the Acharyas, everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And Krishna's book, the Bhagavad Gita, because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is accepted all over the world. There are thousands of editions of Bhagavad Gita, not only in America, in Europe, in France, in Germany, in Japan. I've seen all of them. But because they do not follow the principles of Acharya Upasana, they have commented in a different way. And our this movement is based on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Malinterpretation will not help you to understand what is Bhagavad Gita. As Sriman Hansadutta has said, just to understand Bhagavad Gita, one has to become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no scope of understanding. Because in the beginning, the Lord says that this system of discipling chain of succession is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking the same yoga system, Bhagavad Gita, unto you, Arjuna. But Arjuna was a warrior. He was a soldier, fighter. He was not expected to be a great Vedantist. are very scholar in Vedic literature. That is, and besides that, neither he was a Brahmin, he was a Kshatriya. And he still, why Krishna insisted that I shall speak to you this last yoga system of Bhagavad Gita? That is explained by Krishna, bhaktosi, priyosime. Because you are my dear friend, and you are a devotee. So, and Arjuna, how did you understand Krishna at the end of hearing Bhagavad Gita from him? He said, Parabrahma paramdhama pavitram paramam bhava. You are Parabrahma. Every one of us being part and parcel of Krishna, we are Brahma, that's nice. But we are not Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. Every one of us, Isharas. Isharas means controller. Just like some of you are here, commissioners, magistrates, judges, you are controller. But you are not supreme controller. In this way, go on finding out who is the supreme controller. Supreme controller means one who hasn't got to obey others' order. He is supreme controller. Otherwise, everyone may be controller, but he has to obey the orders of his superior. Therefore, Krishna's name is Asamardha. There is nobody equal to him, nobody greater than him. Everyone is servant of it. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsa Bhrita. Only the Supreme Master, Controller, is Krishna. And everyone is servant. Our position is servant. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dar. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna, it is our duty to serve Krishna. That is our healthy condition. Just like the part and parcel of your body, take for example, your finger. If this finger does not serve your body, it is in disease condition. It has to be treated. And when it is actually in healthy condition, it is always serving your body. Similarly, the constitutional position of living entity is to serve God. And who is God? Krishna. Mukti means to be situated in his own constitutional position. That is explained in the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad. Mukti hitva annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Well, a person, a living entity, is situated in his own constitutional position. That is called mukti. Mukti does not mean anything. People are trying for mukti. That mukti can be attained here also, while you are living in this material body, simply by serving Krishna. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevate Sagunan Savati Taitana Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpata. Anyone who is a pure devotee of Krishna, he is mukta, he is liberated already. He hasn't got to search out for mukti. Just like Billamanga Thakur says, Mukti Mukulitanjali Sevate Asman. Those are actually pure devotees. Mukti is standing with folded hands. What can I do for you? That is the position of a devotee. So you are teaching this pure devotional service to Krishna all over the world, and they are accepting it. So there is very, very big prospect for spreading this movement, and it is our duty, Indians. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo jat. Janma sarthakari karo paropaka. Anyone who has taken his birth as a human being, he should first of all rectify his own life by understanding all these Vedic literature. They are required. That is also stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anadi bohirmog jeev Krishna bhuli gela. Ataya Krishna ved purana korila. These Vedas and the Puranas and the Mahabharatas is simply to understand Krishna. Just like Saviji said, sarvasya chaham vidishan nivikta. Matta smiti jnanam apohana. Vedaisa sadvai ahameva vedam. That is the purpose of the Vedas, to understand Krishna. Vedas have no other purpose, simply to understand Krishna. So this science, this propaganda, this Krishna consciousness, we are spreading all over the world. They are being accepted, and not, it is done simply by one personal effort. But if you all join, if you make a scientific program to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, then one day we'll see that people will be very much obliged to India. They'll think that we have got something from India. Now India is begging only from the foreign countries. Give me money, give me rice, give me wheat, give me soldiers. But this moment when we have taken to them, there is no question of begging from them. It is to give them. Just try to give something. That is my request. Thank you very much.